For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump confirms U.S. officials are on the ground in North Korea to continue preparations for the Singapore summit, which he canceled on Thursday. U.S. officials have dangled the possibility of making economic concessions to the North if the regime fully denuclearizes. But former CIA Director Michael Hayden worries there's not enough time for the president to prepare.
Kim Jong-un knows his program inside and out. I think he knows what he can concede and what it means and what he cannot concede. I don't know that the president has done the kind of homework that would allow him to do this.
While U.S. diplomats continue their talks with the North, Kim Jong-un and President Moon Jae-in have agreed to meet again on June 1st, and generals from both sides will also meet separately to discuss easing military tensions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Millions of Americans are in the path of subtropical storm Alberto, the first named storm of the hurricane season. Forecasters say the center of the storm was about 165 miles west of Tampa and had top winds of 50 miles per hour. WFOR-TV meteorologist Craig Setzer is tracking the storm.
We're seeing the storm continuing to move to the north and northwest today in the eastern Gulf of Mexico. And as impressive as it looks on satellite here, really spun up, it hasn't gotten a lot stronger. Storm is pretty big, sprawling across much of Florida and into the western Atlantic Ocean, but it's really that's where the stormy weather has been, away from the center today. This big band of showers and thunderstorms moving to the north, some gusty winds as well.
President George H.W. Bush is back in the hospital again. A spokesperson for the 41st president said he's been admitted to Southern Maine Health Care near his home in Kennebunkport after experiencing low blood pressure and fatigue. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroots. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
A small village just outside St. Louis is rushing to clean up a hateful vandalism spree. USA's Chris Barnes has more details.
A 34-year-old man's in custody accused of vandalizing an Illinois cemetery and nearby homes with swastikas. Authorities discovered on Saturday more than 200 headstones at the Sunset Hill Cemetery in Glen Carbon had been defaced. Officials say work began immediately to clean up the vandalism before a Memorial Day event on Monday that aims to honor the 1,300 veterans who are buried at that cemetery. The suspect was tracked down after he'd been caught on surveillance video. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hormel Foods is recalling approximately 228,000 pounds of Spam and luncheon loaf products that may be contaminated with pieces of metal. Affected are Spam Classic with a February 2021 date and Hormel Foods Black Label Luncheon Loaf with a February 2021 date as well. But these products were only shipped to Guam. Hormel headquarters in Nebraska decided to recall the products after four customers reported finding metal pieces and informed the USDA. Customers had minor oral injuries from the consumption of the recalled products. Consumers are urged to throw away the products or return them to the place of purchase for a refund. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.